Today has brought us to the eve of the new year. It's an exciting time as we anticipate what the coming year will bring. Of course, lots of parties are planned for this evening. Or maybe you're just looking forward to a quiet evening at home, as I am. But whatever your plans, we have each begun our celebration of the new year by first being here with God's people to worship Him. That says something very significant to me. It tells me of our profound belief that there is no better way to welcome in a new year than by lifting up our hearts in worship to God. That's not to say that we can't look forward to whatever celebrations we have planned for this evening, but it is to say that for us, the celebration of a new year begins with a celebration of God. The God who is for us, who works out His will in us, and for whom we can be thankful that He ever abides with us. We thank Him for everything that He did in the past year, and we thank Him for everything that He will do in the year to come. For He has promised that nothing can separate us from His love in Christ Jesus. We've also taken the time to come together because we're mindful of the shortness of our time on earth. The psalmist speaks of this, saying, "As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more." The hymn, "O God, our help in ages past," witnesses to the same truth, saying, "Time, like an ever-rolling stream, soon bears us all away. We fly, forgotten as a dream, at the opening of the day." Thus, we're here today because together we recognize our need for God, our need for His help to face the challenges of life and to cope with the limitations of time and the reality of sin and death. For even though we embark on a new year with feelings of anticipation and excitement, there are also feelings of anxiety and uncertainty as well. We wonder to ourselves, what will tomorrow bring? What does the future hold? And so there are feelings of anxiety about perhaps something unexpected and unwelcome and undesirable happening to us. How will we cope? We'll cope as a Christian should cope, by turning to God, who is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in time of trouble. Therefore, as the Bible says, we will not fear. We will not fear because we need not fear. And we need not fear because Jesus Christ is sovereign over all time and over every trouble. Therefore, while it's true that we don't know what the future holds, we do know who holds the future. It is the God who has said that nothing can separate us from His love in Christ Jesus. Not the past, not the present, not the future. We will not fear what the future might hold because Jesus Christ is the Lord of our future. And He has promised to keep us eternally secure no matter what might happen to us in time. He is the great I Am, who was and is and ever shall be. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This means that He will love you in the year 2024 as He loved you in the year 2023. This love extends to all eternity and to every believer, just as he said, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." Is there any better bedrock on which to build your life and future than upon the Almighty and everlasting God who loves you? And upon the Almighty and eternal Savior who forgives you, and the gracious Holy Spirit who cleanses you from sin and gives you a new and eternal life? No, there is no better foundation upon which to build your life or to entrust your future than the God who gave his all for you and has promised to be with you no matter what. Which is why on this New Year's Eve, we can gladly echo the words of Jesus himself and say to God, "Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my life. Today, O God, and in the new year ahead, I entrust all that I am and all that I have to you. For I know that everything I call my own is really a gift from your gracious hand. Today and in the year ahead, I pray with the writer of this great hymn, take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moments, take my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise." Because he's gracious, God declares to his people, "I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." This future, whatever it may be, is in God's hands. And therefore, you can embrace the future with optimism because you are in God's hands. For whatever the joy or whatever the sorrow, whatever tomorrow will bring, God is present and will fit everything you go through into his master plan, a plan established for your good and for his glory. What does this mean for you? It means that no matter what you go through, God knows what you're going through. And things don't just happen to the children of God capriciously, but with purpose. If God allows something to happen to you, for good or ill, his hand is in it ultimately for your good and for the working out of his will. It is the call of the Christian to believe, to trust and believe, to trust and obey. In the meantime, with the time that God gives you, he bids you to do two things. First, he bids you to seek a closer walk with him, one where you can end this coming year more mature in character and in Christ than you're beginning this year. To that end, take every opportunity, advantage of every opportunity you have to study his word, to read his word, to bathe yourself in his word, to plant his word in your heart. For it's in his word that you find the will of God, the encouragement of God, the reassurance of God. When you apply the word of God in your daily living, you're going to discover just how true and powerful the word of God is, and you will be greatly blessed by it. Those who choose not to take advantage of such opportunities to learn and grow in Christ will also discover another basic spiritual truth, that when it comes to the seeds of faith, if you don't sow, you won't grow. For the one who really yearns for a closer walk with God in the year ahead, and God would have that be you, there is this promise. When you call upon me and come and pray to me, I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord. The second thing that God bids you to do in the coming year, and really for the rest of your life, is to act on another great truth: that people matter most. People matter most to God. And that's why he became incarnate in Jesus Christ, and why Jesus went to the cross, so that sin and death wouldn't have the last word over you, but life and peace and joy. People matter most to God. Each and every person is precious to him, and a soul for whom Jesus Christ died. That's why God cares so much about how we treat each other. You've heard the saying, use things and love people. But in practice, it's too often the other way around, and we find ourselves using people and loving things. That's the very opposite of how God treated you and how he wants you to treat others. Instead, he came as a servant and commands you likewise to serve others in Jesus' name and with the same selfless, self-giving love. And not just the needy person on the street corner or the person scrounging for food in the garbage heap halfway around the world, but beginning right in your very own home and your own family, with the people with whom you share your life. People matter most to God, and that includes the people who matter most to us. Charity begins at home. So make it a point in the new year and with whatever time God gives you to remember that people matter most and live like it. Begin at home. Share the love of God the most with the people you see the most. Serve them as he has served you. Mindful that there's only one life, will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Serve others in the same way that Jesus Christ serves you, because to God, people matter most. Jesus Christ proved it. In the coming year, may he grant you the grace to so love yourself as Christ loved you, and to so love others as Christ has loved you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.